A bicoastal merger is in the works between two leading Spanish-language newspapers, one in New York and one in Los Angeles. The move will give both papers more clout with advertisers, and it will put them in better strategic position to compete with Spanish-language papers owned by corporate giants like Knight Ridder and the Tribune Company. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
On the surface, the daily circulation numbers for La Opinión and El Diario La Prensa aren't huge. La Opinión in Los Angeles is the country's largest Spanish-language daily. Its daily circulation is about 130,000. El Diario La Prensa, the New York paper and the oldest Spanish-language newspaper in the country, has a daily circulation of 52,000. The new company is called Impromedia. It will be based in New York and is being described as the first national Spanish-language newspaper company, and it has aspirations to acquire other Spanish newspapers in order to become the first Spanish-language newspaper chain. John Morton, president of Morton Research and a veteran newspaper analyst, says the merger makes good sense.
One of the advantages of joining together is that they will be able to enlarge their Hispanic audience for national advertisers.
Exactly so, says publisher and CEO of El Diario La Prensa, Rosana Rosado. What this does, she says, is allow two newspapers that are very local and serve two very different Latino communities to be able to
really compete for national advertising dollars, which has always been a challenge for local papers. Advertisers are always interested in, you know, kind of a one-stop shopping, you know, one buy like they do with Univision, like they do with TV and radio.
The merger will also allow the papers to pool resources in printing, purchase of paper, and so forth. But there are larger reasons for joining together. With Latinos now more than 13% of the U.S. population, many media companies are vying for the Spanish-language market. Knight Ridder publishes Spanish newspapers in Florida and Texas. The Tribune Company publishes Hoy in Chicago and New York. Newspaper analyst John Morton argues that these publishers now realize that immigration is growing faster than assimilation, and they want in. This leads the independent papers to respond.
So when you have these big guys, starting to go after the Hispanic market, it undoubtedly makes, the owners of independent Hispanic newspapers nervous. And I suspect this merger is their effort to try to, increase their scale.
Morton believes, ultimately, the big companies have an advantage, but there is plenty of room for independent Spanish papers to prosper. Rosana Rosado of El Diario La Prensa says these newspaper wars make everyone stronger.
I think that competition is good in all businesses. And in the past, however, the competition has been unfair. I think the formation of Impromedia levels the playing field.
Moreover, she says, we in the Latino community look at each other and say, what does it really mean to say that now our community is big? What do we do with that?
What we do is we pool our resources and we protect our institutions. La Opinión is 77 years old and El Diario is 90 years old. So there were people three generations ago, Latinos like us, who kind of started this.
And hopefully, three generations from now, she says, Latinos like us will be taking this to a new level. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.